Episode 391, Diary of a Wimpy Parent, Discipline.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day, sweet sisters. How are you doing today? I am so excited you're here. I pray that you're warm. Come in, take your shoes off, get comfortable. Okay, maybe not too comfortable because I want you to stay alert. We are talking about Diary of a Wimpy Parent. Discipline. Yes. And if you're not a parent, or maybe your kids have grown up a little bit, you still need to stay tuned because I guarantee you this is something for you too. Even if you're a grandma, an auntie, it doesn't matter if you're a mom or dad, you've got to pay attention. Okay, so a few domestic beauties we need to get out of the way. Head on over to Create Your Now. You need to do that. Number one, the reason why is you got to sign up for the free resource library. There's going to be good stuff added there all the time. There's already a couple things there. You don't want to miss it. Simply click on free resource library and you can sign in. It's just for you. And it's all the information. I'm not going to email you crazy things or anything like that. You can come and you can access it at your convenience. So you want to sign up for that. Also, the AIM Academy, Action Ignites Motivation. You definitely want to subscribe to that particular inside scoop newsletter, so to speak. Meaning, it hasn't happened yet, but there's exciting information around the corner. And if you want to have the inside scoop, you need to sign up for that newsletter. That's the only way you are going to get it. And you don't want to miss out because number one, yeah, it's all about AIM, right? Action Ignites Motivation. You're a woman of impact, a sister of impact. You want to be there. You don't want to miss it. And it's not going to be open forever. We're going to open it and then the doors are going to close. So just a sneak peek there. All right. I think that is good. Oh, and if you want, head on over to our Facebook page, Create Your Now. We've got the Facebook page there. And also, I just launched my Facebook page. It's facebook.com/thekisscoach. So you can look that up. You can like it. You can make comments, everything. There's going to be great information there. So wherever you find yourself, I will find you, right? Okay. Now we got to get started here because we're talking about a wimpy parent. Now my guess is you are not a wimpy parent. And maybe you're not a perfect parent either, but you're a parent willing to learn. I'm a mama always willing to learn. And as a mama of five, well, I can tell you now, the first one is totally different from the second, from the third, from the fourth, from the fifth. And even if we count the cats and the dog, they're all different. And I'm not going to factor in the hubby. Shh, he might be listening. So we don't count them as children, even though I know moms, maybe in the back of your mind, you're thinking, I don't just have three kids. I have to add the hubby one and maybe he counts for two. No, don't think that way. They are your loved, dear sweethearts. So you need to treat them as such. All right. So raising children in today's world has its challenges. That is something that every parent on this earth has said. And there's no way I can quote millions of people around the world. There's just no way. What point during your day do you say, oh my gosh, just raising my child today, it's so tough. It drives me absolutely bonkers. And then we throw up our hands and we use it as an excuse, a cop-out. Why? Being the wimpy parent. We don't have to work as hard. We don't want to necessarily better our own parenting skills. Instead, we brush it off and we blame it on, oh, the world has its challenges. The world is tough. It has changed. Technology has changed. Nothing's the same. Nothing. I can't compare how I was raised to how we're raising kids today. There's just no comparison. But you're comparing now a wimpy parent. Yes. But you don't want to be that, right? That's why you're still listening. And again, if you're not a parent or your children are grown and you wish you could still parent them, you still need to listen because I promise you, you're going to be able to apply this to your life. Now, raising children in today's world has its challenges. This quote, like I said before, every parent has said in life. No matter where you are in your life's parenting journey, there will always be challenges. There's a lot of celebrations too, but most of the time the challenges seem to win out on the celebrations. But one that comes up a lot is discipline or lack thereof. You have those mommies that stare you down while your child has a meltdown in the middle of the store. You feeling a little less of a parent, totally out of control, turning red, embarrassed beyond belief. You just want to hide in, you know, the cabinets there, and you just don't want to even be seen, yet you feel like everybody's watching. And nowadays you've got cameras everywhere, so now you do know everybody's watching. What is right to discipline or not to discipline? And how do you really define discipline? Well, today we're going to put a different spin on it. We aren't going to say whether you should or should not discipline, but a way to set your child and you up for success. When the word discipline comes up, we look at it and immediately jump to the action portion, treating it as a verb and not a noun. And now we're going to look at it more as a noun versus a verb. Discipline doesn't have to be, well, should I spank or should I put them in time out, or should I take away their phone, or do we ground them, or do I not allow him or her to date till a certain age, or do they get a car unless if they can pay for it themselves? All this different stuff involves action. And I'm here to say, whoa, let's put a different shift on it. Let's look at it from the perspective of a noun, the actual word discipline. So the key factor, though, in all of this, you have to listen with an open mind, number one. And number two, this is all reflective. And what do I mean by that? What you ask of your child, you must do for you. It's reflective. It's a mirror. You are their mirror. And it can be applied to you and your spouse. So if you're married, same thing. Kids are grown. Same thing. If you're asking your spouse to do something, you better darn well be willing to do and put in the same amount. It's reflective. When you begin to look at it that way, ooh, it changes everything. The stakes get even higher. Think about this. When you see something as reflective and you say, oh, man, you guys really need to go and get off your electronics and get some physical exercise. Go out and play. And what are you doing, Mom, on your electronics, not moving, sitting in your chair for 4 hours? Oh, maybe getting up to do the dishes or change the laundry out? See, reflective. Now, I'm not at all pointing fingers because I am guilty as charged. I have been the wimpy parent. I have been the one who has looked upon discipline as more of the action. Should I or should I not spank? Should I or should I not put them in timeout? What is age appropriate? How do I ground them? And when does grounding start? And, oh, I mean, just on and on and on and on and on. And with five children, and as you go through the years, you ask those questions more of yourself. Because I'm always a parent that wants to be a better parent. And I really try not to compare myself to other parents, but I want to be able to parent my child appropriately for how we have set up our family structure. So know that I am not pointing fingers at you, okay? Because I am guilty as charged too, okay? This is coming from the perspective of let's look at it differently. Let's open up our minds even more and maybe understand what we can do to better serve our children in disciplining them. So what usually happens with discipline is a child has absolutely no knowledge of the expectations that he or she is being asked to do. We just, you know, think that they can read our minds, that they do it. Now, sometimes we do express ourselves. But think about when you've gotten mad at your child, when you have disciplined them, taken their phone away, Was there a warning period? Were the expectations of what you expected of them, the boundaries, I'm drawing a line in the sand right here, right now, expressed? Were they actually told and spoken to your child? Or did you say things and kind of a roundabout beat around the bush because you were afraid to maybe be the parent and so Diary of a Wimpy Parent instead? We face these challenges as parents, but a lot of times we don't talk about them because we're either too ashamed to talk about them or we're afraid, what, of being judged. Back to the store, being stared down by other mommies, other people in the store watching as your child has a meltdown. Oh, I can remember my first child's meltdown. Oh, yes. Oh, and she had one. And it was a loud one. And it was just me and her. And I did. I left the cart. I walked out the door and we drove away. I told her I was going to do it. I had to follow through with it. But talk about the feeling of distress, not knowing what to do, knowing that you felt like 3 million eyes were on you at that time, even though maybe there was only a pair of eyes looking. But you felt like the whole world was honing in on right there. You were in the spotlight being highlighted. But really, a lot of times, people aren't looking. We just feel like we're being judged as a parent because we don't want to come across as that wimpy parent or the one that's the overbearing helicopter parent, the new term that's out there. So what do you do? How can you go about not wanting to be the wimpy parent and handle discipline in today's world? How do you do it? Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. I think I about blew my head off there. Okay, here you go. Set clear expectations that encompass your child's strengths. That's a mouthful. Listen again. Set clear expectations that encompass your child's strengths. Now remember, what was the whole key factor in all of this? It's reflective. So what does that mean? Number one, you must be the role model. You cannot ask your child to do something if you in turn are not willing to do the same. Now obviously there's some age appropriateness. If you're telling your child that throwing his bottle is not appropriate from his high chair, obviously, you're not drinking from a bottle, so you would not be throwing it. However, think about how you're having a conversation with dad in the room, and it's getting a little bit intense, and you both are kind of frustrated, and you have a drink, or maybe you have your water bottle, and you set it down hard on the counter. That's the same thing as throwing the bottle off the high chair. You have to be the role model. It works both ways. So set clear expectations that encompass your child's strengths. By one, you must be the role model. The problem is we are saying one thing and doing something else. And the key here is focusing on your child's strengths. Most of the time on our discipline, what are we doing? The action is focusing on the weaknesses. Why? You want to build them up, but you can't build up a strength if you're not helping their, you can't build up a weakness if you're not building up their strength too. Otherwise, what happens is you're just tearing them down because you're not working from a strong position. A different way to think about it. Diary of a Wimpy Parent. You're not going to be. Number two. You need to set expectations that are age appropriate. So when you're working with your child's strengths, these expectations have to be age appropriate. You cannot expect your 5-year-old to act like your 17-year-old. It's not going to work. Just like you cannot expect your husband to act like the 5-year-old or vice versa. Because what you're thinking is, well, sometimes he does act like the 5-year-old. Now you're being judgmental. The expectations must be age appropriate. So set them and let them know. You have to express them. You have to tell them. They don't read your mind. You may think they do, but they don't. And most of the time, the vibe that they're getting from you when you're frustrated and upset is, I just want to run. I just want to hide. Just like you do when your child's having a meltdown in the middle of the store. You want to run and hide underneath the cabinets, far underneath the toilet paper area, so no one sees you. They want to do the same thing. They don't want to be around it. Expectations create the boundaries and safety net. When you're working with your child's strengths and you're setting up the expectations within those strengths, you're giving them the boundaries. As a whole, most parents aren't out there to get their children. You don't want your child to be hurting or doing things that are bad. You're not out to get them. You want to see them succeed. But usually, you're stuck because they didn't have the role models. So you're stuck in this vicious cycle. It keeps going on and on and on. You didn't have the role model. Maybe your parents. Maybe you came from a family that was broken. Maybe you came from a family whose father had anger issues. Maybe you came from a mother who, the way she handled life was to drink a little too much. She could stay calm, but she wasn't always calm. You got to be a role model. Boundaries set the discipline line. The child knows where he or she can operate without a fear of, OMG, what is mom or dad going to say this time? And if you got a teenager, you know they're shaking their head a little bit when they say that. OMG. That's what they're freaking out about. But when you have those boundaries set, the expectations are there. They know. The warnings have been given. Then, of course, you must follow through with what you said. Same for you. The expectations are being set. It's reflective. Your boundaries must be age appropriate. You can't continue living as if you're in high school, carrying grudges, spreading rumors, or just chit-chatting about what you saw. Grow up and set expectations appropriate for you. This is a conversation you may need to have with your hubby or with your wife, if dads, if you're listening. And it's not necessarily going to be an easy conversation to have. But at some point, someone's got to step up to the plate and say, you know what? It's not just about an action. It's not just about the spanking or the timeout. It's about drawing the line, setting boundaries, building our children up, having expectations so we can prepare them for the real world. When you set your child out into the real world, you're giving them the impressions when they're growing up over time as to what is expected of them. If you give them a cushy zone all the time and you hand them everything on a silver platter and they never have to work for anything, is that serving any purpose? Is that helping your child grow? Is that strengthening any strengths? No, it's actually feeding their weaknesses. Diary of a Wimpy Parent. So grow up and set expectations age appropriate for you. If you're asking your child to go and play outside and get some physical exercise, then by golly, you better be willing to do the same. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to go outside and play, even though they may like it if they're younger. Or if they're older, they may want to go play, you know, throw a football or whatever with you. But it may mean that, hey, wait, maybe this is your time to go work out. Be a role model. If you're asking them to eat healthy and stop eating so much junk food, why are you doing the same eating the junk food in front of them? Be a role model. Set expectations age appropriate. If you're asking them to read, are you reading? If you're asking them to put their clothes away, are you putting your clothes away? If you're asking them to clean their room, is your room clean? This may seem pretty simplistic, but it's not. Because most of the time, what we're doing is we're saying something versus what we're doing. That sends mixed signals to the kids. And then the discipline thing comes up, and then it's like, whoa, we're talking action versus, you know, noun versus verb. Are we looking at this as a statement? And this is what we are. This is a commitment. This is how we are helping you grow as a child, or is this how we are punishing you? Think about discipline as an expectation, not an action. This leads to number three. With expectations set, your child will be able to comprehend the boundaries, the limits. Then discipline is going to be more of a teaching moment than a should or should we not spank, put in timeout, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The expectations, those boundaries, the limits. What are those expectations between you and your spouse? Is there a discipline understanding there? Do you have a volume in your tone of voice? Do you fight fairly? You see, sometimes when we get older, we're still acting as if we're 5, 6, 7, 10, 11, 12 years old. Diary of a Wimpy Parent. It's not easy because we're being asked to kind of grow up. We're being pushed out of our own comfort zone. And we don't always know the answer because we're not the perfect parent. But by changing little things and how you see your child and how you see yourself, that's the magic. You be the role model. You set the expectations that encompasses your child's strengths. You set the clear expectations that encompass your strengths. And you will see growth, abundant growth, not only within your child, but within you personally. And you won't have to be worried at all about that wimpy parent anymore. Because you'll be building up a child that's going to go out into this world and impact it with greatness and honor. And then you'll be able to sit back and say, job well done. Go out there and make it a great day. Be an awesome mom. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.